Game time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com. Of course, 1620 The Zone mobile app. Nick Baugh with you. Appreciate you tuning in. Been a good show. Mailbag was a blast. Scott Shanley was money as always. Tomorrow, hopefully catch up with our guy Kevin Kugler, Brian Munson, Danny Woodhead, all coming up on tomorrow's show. 402-951-1620. Did you see the news? And it's not going to happen for a couple of years, but Twitter was in a little bit of a panic yesterday when Netflix tweeted this. Do you see this? Netflix tweeted, "We're sad that NBC has decided to take The Office back for its own streaming platform, but members can binge watch the show to their heart's content ad-free on Netflix until January of 2021.
Man.
Bro. So, The Office is going to be on Netflix till for another 2 years and it's over? That's kind of sad.
It's not over.
It's over. It's over. Yeah, you're going to have to download, you're going to have to get the NBC streaming app.
You know,
right?
I've only seen The Office all the way through once.
You mean one episode?
No,
or?
No, the whole thing.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I was like, yeah. I've seen it all the way through once, but I've rewatched episode.
Oh, yeah.
That show.
I'm
not sure there's a show that is more rewatchable than The Office. Like, in terms of just like an easy, to me, it's like that, Seinfeld, The Simpsons in its heyday. The Simpsons from like 1992 to 1999 was like didn't miss. But The Office, top five comedy of all time, and just the rewatchability of it is every time there can be an episode I've seen 3-4 times and they'll catch a line. I won't remember a certain line or I missed a certain line before and I'll just be dying. But yeah, yesterday people were like, "I'm canceling Netflix. I'm canceling it."
I would love to see the numbers of like plays for each episode from now until
2021.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if it's the most streamed show that isn't like one of Netflix's original content. Like, I wonder if I wouldn't be surprised if The Office is the most streamed Netflix show.
Yeah,
honestly.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Honestly.
You know what? I was laughing at this. Trevor Noah was on a podcast and was talking about this. You know, like, because, you know, now there's Netflix, there's Hulu, there's going to be this NBC app, there's going to be this Disney app, there are all these different apps, these streaming apps. And you know what's going to end up happening? Is in about 10 years, somebody's going to come in and have one app that has all the different streaming service apps, and we're going to be back to where we started. You know what I mean? Like, because right now it's like Hulu, Netflix, Disney, ESPN, ABC, NBC. See, like, what's going to end up happening is someone 10 years from now is going to create an app that's going to have all the different apps into one. And we're going to be right back where we started with basically like having cable, you know, having one subscription to having all these different channels. That's what that feels like where we're treading. But you got 2 years. Better soak it up. Better soak it up, people. Or you better get ready to download that NBC app. One of the two. You can choose. You can choose. That's going to be rough, though.
Remind me to during the commercial break. I got a TV show to throw at you. I don't know if you've seen it or not.
Okay.
And the rewatchability of it is through the roof.
It's through the roof.
Yeah.
You know what show? Real quick before I get into a Maurice Washington thought here. You know what show I really, really? There are a couple of classic, like Hall of Fame caliber shows that I've never watched an episode of, that I need to. The first one is The Sopranos.
Same.
Never watched an episode of Sopranos. Got to be great.
My dad and my older sister, huge fans. Never watched an episode.
The other one, I'm not going to lie. I watched two episodes of The Wire, and it didn't grab me. And maybe I just need to – that was the same way with Game of Thrones. I wanted to quit Game of Thrones a couple times in the middle of the first season, and Kim, my wife, came in like, come on, let's stick with it. And then all of a sudden what happened to Ned happened. And it was like, oh, whoa. So I need to really invest back into The Wire. And then the other one is Cheers.
Really?
I've never watched an episode of Cheers start to finish.
Hmm.
And it seems like it's one of the most iconic, widely loved television shows ever. And it seems like I would like it, right?
Yeah, it's funny. It's good. It's good. It's a good show. Norm, it's good.
Is it good? Is it dated? Like, is it super?
You know what? Let me watch an episode
okay.
in 2019, and I'll let you know. I think the last time I watched Cheers was in like 2006. I was young.
Yeah.
It used to be on Nick at Night.
I need to watch Cheers. That's my new. You know, people set big goals in their life. I'm going to skydive. I'm going to get that beach house. I'm going to own my company. I'm telling you, Brittany, I'm going to do it. You want to know what my goal is? Watch Cheers. I like to set big goals in my life. I want to watch The Sopranos and Cheers. What a perfect name for a show. Cheers. Who doesn't like the Cheers, you know?
I do want to go to the bar, though.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the actual one.
That little, yeah, that's. Is there a place like an actual replica?
100%.
Really? Where's it at?
Boston, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, it's in Boston. It was on an episode of The Bachelor.
I feel like when you're walking down into a bar underground,
yikes!
You better be ready to drink not just one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six. You're gonna be getting like you ever gone to the Dubliner in the Old Market? You gotta go down. You gotta go down, boy. You going? You're not just gonna have one when you go down there. You go down. You don't go into the basement to do smart things. You know. You know what I mean? Like, you go down there to do stupid things. Okay, that's pretty much what the deal is. You know, it's let me shift to this. It is so interesting to try to forecast next year for Nebraska because potentially Nebraska's starting running back status is so much in the air, right? Am I the only one that's having a hard time with that? Like, I have no idea whether or not to assume Maurice Washington is going to play and be on the team or he's not. I really don't know. I don't. And the problem is I don't really feel great about either assumption. I don't feel great to just say, well, he's out, he's not, that this thing's not going to clear up, and even if it does, he might get hit with a felony, and that's that, and that's it. That feels wrong because I don't get the sense that things are going to totally for sure go down that path. But at the end of the day, I mean, guy is facing a felony charge. And at the very least, our legal system sometimes is painfully slow. And to have his hearing pushed back another couple of weeks to July 25th. I mean, boy, you are really up against fall camp and the season starting and with no end in sight, maybe. I mean, there's a part of me that goes, well, I mean, are we being a little, is it a little wishful thinking to think that, you know, things are going to just be all good? I don't know. To be honest, I feel like sometimes it's better to, when you're projecting things, it's better to assume someone's not going to be there because, like, I've kind of leaned towards planning for him to not be around, not because I have any information or, and I hope like hell I'm wrong, but sometimes I think it's just easier to project without him, and then if he's cleared, it's like, great. In my mind, the running back situation looks like, you know, Dedrick Mills as the starter, and then one of the freshmen steps in as a backup along with Wyatt Mazur. I've said last week that I think there's a good chance that Wyatt Mazur is going to have to play a consistent role in this football team. I mean, at this point, that's how I'm kind of viewing things right now, but I don't know. I mean, I'm giving you the 92 Portland Jordan shoulder shrug on it, you know, like I don't know. You want to know what I think about Washington? Picture Jordan hitting his 6'3" in the first half and turning to Magic Johnson on the side and just shrugging. That's where I'm at. I don't know. I'm not It's really hard to make heads or tails of this Maurice Washington situation and the status and whether or not he's going to win the team. I don't know. And the other thing with Washington is this. A part of why everyone was so excited about Maurice Washington moving forward was because the guy showed up a day before camp last year. He was thin as a straw and didn't have much muscle or beef on him, hadn't gone through any sort of offseason conditioning, and the dude stepped in and popped and produced right away. Remember that? Dude showed up day before camp. Then the first week of camp, everybody's like, you know, there's rumblings coming out. Oh, this Maurice Washington guy. Oh, my God. He's made a bunch of play. Oh, my God. This Maurice Washington. And then the season starts. You watch him out there. Oh, boy. So the thought was, wait till this guy gets a year in the weight room and a year of nutrition. Oh, my God. But I'm not sure it's totally played out like that. Now, if Scott Frost was sitting here, I'd ask him 1,000 questions. One of the questions I'd ask him, though, is, you know, with Maurice Washington was, quote, a limited participant in spring football. But does that means he was still lifting and eating, right? Now, when I hear limited participant, I'm envisioning him suited up, going through all the reps in practice. But even if he's a limited participant, as long as he's still on the team, you would think he was lifting and eating consistently and intelligently, right? Who knows? I mean, who knows where Maurice Washington's head's at? All I know is if I was facing a felony, I don't know how great of a state of mind I'd be in, you know? And with that thought, the concern is, can Washington be the starter and get starter carries and survive a full season in the Big Ten without getting worn down and hurt? To me, that's a legit question. It's a legit question to ask. And when you couple that with the fact that J.D. Spielman is already a little injury-riddled, you're looking at potentially Nebraska's top two playmakers being a little injury-prone. And that's concerning. So, I know it's cliche, but a huge part of ability is availability. And in football, a huge part of your success is your durability. And don't get me wrong, J.D. Spielman's a stud, but he's been a little injury prone. And don't get me wrong, I think Maurice Washington's got tons of potential, but the guy's a thin dude. He needs to eat a couple cheese runzas. So those are things that I get concerned with as well. I love both players. When those guys are healthy and right, forget about it. Forget about it. They're dynamic. They're athletic. They're elite. No doubt about it. Can they stay healthy? And with Washington, will he even be on the team and available? You know? Big questions that still loom, obviously. Well, it is the Bad Boy Wreckers boy band time of the day. 1:12 right now on a Wednesday. 1:12! 1:12, peaches and cream. Man. Shout out to 1:12 and peaches and cream.
Nick.
Is that your, I was going to say your squad.
Man, I'm obsessed with Sean Diddy Combs.
So you love some? So you love 1:12?
I love me some 1:12.
What was all they were in room 1:12 when they got the new, like, wasn't there some significance with 1:12 and like the room they were in?
The room they were in when they were, I don't know. It's something ridiculous like that, but it was iconic. Come on.
1:12. Yeah, boy, you better watch out. 402-951-1620. You can email me, Nick at 1620zone.com. Hit me on Twitter at Nick Bockentime.